Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out.
Pleasure to have you guys with me on this evening. I look forward to this time together where we come together to share pertinent information concerning our health. Did you know that if you don't pay attention to your health today, your health will demand your attention tomorrow? It will literally demand. I've heard people say, I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to go to this, I don't have time to do this. Listen, that your body will just lay down on you anywhere if it deems necessary. So we got to take care of our health. We must take care of ourselves, okay? And you are the one that is held responsible for taking care of your body temple. God gave you this body, and it's your responsibility to take care of it. I always tell my clients and those that I come in contact with, he is going to hold us responsible for how we take care of these bodies. So in return, he's responsible for showing us what we need to do to take care of it and also to provide everything we need in order to do it with. I mean, don't you agree? But but there's a catch to that, too. I have to let you know that. We have to ask him. We have to seek him on it. You see, I mean, it's just not going to drop out of the sky. We have to seek and ye shall find. You must seek. And who do we seek? We seek the ones that made it. I go to my God who made this body temple. If there's something I want to know about it, that's where I go. Okay, with that being said, I want to share a Chinese proverb with you on tonight. It says, one kind word can warm 3 winter months. Encourage one another day after day. And that's so important. It's so important to give a kind word to somebody. In my theme song, it says, did you do your part to make this a beautiful day? That's the question for this evening. Did you do your part? A lot of times we say, you know, oh, they weren't this, they weren't friendly, they was it. But did you do your part? Because if you did your part to make this a most beautiful day, then nothing else matters. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how people treat you, but it matters how you respond to how they treat you. I've had some of the nastiest cashier people and things like that, but you know what? I always walk away with saying, thank you, have a blessed day. See, I am a thermometer. I'm a thermostat. I'm not a thermometer. I set the tone for my day. I don't just react to what's happening. I set the tone. So if somebody's being real nasty to you, you know, show them some kindness, show them some love, because you never know what that person has gone through in the course of a day. And in that few minutes before you walked up, you never know what that person had to go through. So I just believe in being kind to everybody. My mother, rest her soul, she used to always say, treat everybody right, because you never know who may have to give you a drink of water. And that's just a practice of mine. I am kind to everybody. Oh, I've had some situations where, you know, people have said things to me and done things, and I could feel like the fur on the back of my hair standing up like my little dog, my men pin. When the mailman comes to the door, oh, she's got this little streak down her back, and it just stands up, you know, and she's barking. There's been times when I felt like that. Of course, you know, I am a spiritual being mastering the human experience. I haven't mastered it yet, you know. I have not attained as of yet. So there are some times where I had to just step back and say, okay. But I always like to end with this. Thank you. Have a blessed day. So there it is. I'm just putting it out there for what it's worth. Welcome to Here's to Your Health with me, yours truly, Dr. D, brought to you by the 109.9 Penn Station. I am a naturopath. I am a naturopathic doctor. What does that mean? It just means that I use natural modalities such as prayer, herbs, whole food, good water, exercise, rather than synthetic drugs to help improve the body's intrinsic ability to heal and maintain itself. And we all know that the body will heal itself. God made it like that. You know, he made the body so it will heal, but we have to help it. You know, it's just like I was explaining to somebody the other day. It's just like with a car. if you got a car and it takes premium gas and you go put some of that, what is that other kind of gas that, what is the name of that gas? Well, anyway, if you put anything other in it than premium, it's not going to run the same. It's the same way with our bodies. We want to feed it all this junk. We want to don't drink any water. What do your pee look like? Did you check your pee today? Your urine? Did you check your urine? What does it look like? Is it gold? Do you look down in the toilet and think you got a gold rush going on, or is it nice and clear? Can you see it in the toilet? Because if it's nice, if it's really gold, you haven't been drinking enough water. We need water. These bodies need water. Our body is over 75% water. We need water. We need to replenish our water intake. We need to stay hydrated. So it's very important to do that. I am also a raw and a living food chef. I'm vegan. I'm raw. And I teach. I instruct. I hold certifications in herbology and nutrition. I'm a dry blood cell analysis. That means I can take a drop of your blood and put 8 blots on a slide and tell what's going on in your body. It is not to diagnose. We do not do any diagnosing. We do not do any addressing symptoms. No, we do not. We help the body to get in sync so it'll heal itself. I don't have anything that'll heal anybody but some good advice, and that is give your body what it needs, and it will heal itself. So when I tell you about all this I do and all this, the certifications and all that, I'm just saying all that to say this. Your good health is my business. My passion is helping people or empowering people to take control of their health. That's my passion. You see, that's my second passion. My first passion is leading people to Christ. I love talking about the Savior. I'm telling you, and that's once I get to talking about Him, I can rarely stop. I love talking about my God. I love sharing Him with all people. And then I love He's given me a mandate to show His people how to take care of their bodies. So that's just what I love to do. So I'm so glad to have you with me this evening. My special guest for this evening is going to be a young lady by the name of Delphine Drake. She hasn't entered the studio as of yet, but she'll be here, say, around 9:30. And so we're going to learn tonight about her Jamaican seasoning month. Did I get it right? I probably didn't. Okay, and I don't want to do anybody any injustice, you know, as far as their dialect is concerned. But I'm excited to hear all about Delphine's seasonings, her organic seasonings that you can use on anything, because I am a firm believer of using seasonings. And we, as people of color, we got to get away from that old sodium chloride, that salt. We have a sensitivity to salt. That's why so many of us have that high blood pressure and hypertension. Got to leave that salt alone. Leave it alone. Use seasonings, garlic and rosemary and different things, parsley and basil, and you will be surprised how awesome your food tastes. Sometimes we want to numb the sensations of our taste buds with either sugar or salt. And it just, it don't work, because it ends up in the long run doing us more of an injustice than anything else. I want you guys to feel free to go to my website if you miss anything tonight, www.yourgoodhealth.info. And if you miss anything concerning the the seasonings or anything, you can always go to my website. Click on Sharing is Caring. That's where the people that I do business with and the people that come on my show and I promote, I have a page set up because I am a networker. I believe in networking. And you know what? That's something we all should do. Do you know I heard a Jewish guy say one time, their dollars circulate in their community like, oh, God, something like 18, 19 times? What they do is if there's somebody in their community want to buy something, the first thing they'll do is say, what Jew can I buy this from? And that's how we should be, not just to say what black person, but if I know somebody, okay, I know Delphine does Jamaican seasonings. Now, if I ever hear anybody talking about, yeah, do you know anybody, girl, I want me some seasonings for my, if you do your organic chicken or your kosher chicken or your whatever you do, your vegetables or whatever it is, and you want these good seasons, then I could tell you, oh, yeah, I know somebody because, check this out, we network anyway, but a lot of times we don't get paid for it. If I know a good restaurant, if I've seen a movie, if I come across a good website or DVD, I love sharing, and anybody knows me know that I share. I share information because that's what it's all about. You know, it's not about getting stuff and keeping it all to yourself. What good is that? It's not just about me, my four, and no more. It's about sharing information, and this is what I love to do. With that being said, do you like to walk while we're waiting for my guests to enter the studio, do you like to walk? Walk this way. It may not make sense at first, but when arthritis makes your joints ache all over, a workout of sorts may be in order. Now, researchers at the Hospital of Special Surgery in New York City recently studied more than 100 people who had arthritis in their knees. Half were put on a walking program. The other half didn't do any kind of regular exercise. After 8 weeks, the walkers reported less pain and less reliance on pain medication. Also, they were able to walk farther without pain than they were before they started the experiment. So walking is an awesome way to lubricate the joints, to get kick that old Arthur to the curb. We got to move, y'all. We have become a sedentary people. And let me tell you something. It is to our detriment. We got to get up and start moving. Go to the track. Go walk around the neighborhood. Go walk around the mall. Get up and move. You remember hearing that old adage about if you don't move it, you'll lose it? That is absolutely the truth. You got to move. You have got to move. So let's get to moving. Did you know that celery is an awesome tonic? And it's for such a seemingly mild-mannered vegetable, celery packs a surprisingly strong medicinal punch. Yes, it does. Celery seeds contain at least 12 compounds that have anti-inflammatory effects, which makes celery desirable as a natural treatment for arthritis. You guys know how I love alfalfa for any kind of arthritic condition, anything concerning the bones, the joint, the stomach, because it's a food alterated. That means it's good for the whole body. If you got any kind of uric acid problems going on, that old gout, hey, alfalfa. Alfalfa is the baby. That's my baby. Alfalfa, I love it. I love alfalfa. Well, celery is the same thing. And you can take celery seed in an extract form. That means a liquid form. And you can purchase it through Pure Herbs. And the reason I say Pure Herbs is because Pure Herbs and Nature Sunshine is two herb companies that I do business with. And they are reputable. They've been around for, I don't know how many years, over 35 years. Their products are just full of efficacy. They are just awesome herbs. I use them for myself. I use them with my family, and I also use them with my clients, and I share them with my friends. So you can't go wrong. To find out more about Pure Herbs, go to my website, www.4yourgoodhealth.info. Okay, so I'm just sharing a little information with you before my guest comes into the studio and press number one. She'll be here shortly. So when she gets here, we'll start, say around 9:30. We're gonna if she's here by that time, we'll bring her in. Okay. So also, cayenne. Did you know cayenne pepper is a pepper pain blocker? I love cayenne. I take cayenne in the morning before I get ready to go for my walk. I put between a quarter and a half a teaspoon in some water, and I just drink it down. Oh, man, you talking about getting those endorphins pumping. Among its many uses, cayenne is hailed by numerous herbalists, including moi, for its impressive efficacy against many kinds of pain, especially chronic pain, which is why it is well-suited as a remedy for arthritis. I am seeing so much arthritis. I am hearing about so much arthritis until it is not funny, y'all. We got to start. It's so many things we can do to get rid of not so much meat. Not so much meat. Let's lay off all the flesh, the dairy products. You know what? We've got to clean our body temples, keep them clean, put wholesome foods and things like that in them so that they'll be with us for a long time and in good health. You see what I'm saying? So let's do that. Let's do that. Cayenne contains a compound called capsaicin, which, among other things, it blocks pain impulses from traveling to the brain. And as a bonus, the pepper is said to boost the production of endorphins, the natural painkiller produced by the body, especially during exercise. And that's one reason I take it before I hit the gym or I hit the track, because it makes you feel so good. Those endorphins kick in, and so, you know what? It's not always easy to get up and want to go work out. A lot of times people ask me, they say, well, you know, yeah, it's easy for you. I'm like, why is it so much more easier for me? You know, I have those days when this body is fighting me all the way, saying I ain't going today. Excuse me. And I just have to say, listen, I'm going, so you ain't got no choice. You see? It's not always one of those things where I just leap out of the bed and I'm just, oh, I can't wait to go do these 5 or 6 miles, or I can't wait to go into the gym. Some days I have to encourage myself. I have to say, you know what, this is well worth it. And afterwards, just think, in a couple hours when you get back home, you'll feel so good. But when I take my cayenne pepper and a little water before I get to working out, oh, man, when those endorphins kick in, I'll be like, oh, okay, I done did like 4 or 5 miles. Maybe I feel like going a couple more, you see? So we have to do things to help promote us wanting to do these things, wanting to work out, wanting to hit the track, wanting to eat well. Listen, a healthy lifestyle is a choice. It's your choice. You choose. Choose ye this day. Who you gonna serve? You know, you go serve your flesh, that old spoiled flesh that's always crying out for something. I want it. I want it. Or you going to tell it, shut up. This is what we're going to do today. You know, fasting. Fasting is awesome for helping to revigorate and regenerate the intestines and the organs. You know, even if it's just 1 or 2 days a week, do your 12-hour, 16-hour fast. And it just makes you feel so much better. Oh, yeah, that flesh is going to cry out, but whatever. Green tea. I love green tea. You guys know I love green tea. I promote green tea. Green tea, in a recent research performed at the Case Western Reserve University School of Medicine, indicates that green tea both prevents the onset of arthritis and reduces the severity of its symptoms. The reason is that the polyphenols and the antioxidants found in green tea possess, here's that word again, anti-inflammatory properties. So starting the day with a cup of green tea can do a world of good. And listen, people are drinking tea and they are drinking coffee. And, you know, you'll see controversial information on coffee consumption and tea consumption. But listen, it said there's a new research from the Harvard School of Public Health confirms that drinking 2 or 3 cups of coffee a day can help deal with the following risk later in life: Alzheimer's. It may actually slow or stop the formation of the beta amyloid plaque. Now, this is just one case study from Harvard, but there's a plethora of other information that you can find either way concerning coffee consumption. It's been said that it helps with cancer because of the antioxidant properties, also with diabetes and heart attacks and stroke. It's been said that up to 4 cups maximum, no more, a day may lower the risk of stroke. And you want, if you're drinking coffee, if you're drinking tea, you want to drink a good coffee. You want to drink a good tea. Go to my website. Click on coffee, tea, etc., and take a look at a product that I promote. It's called Gano Gold, and it is absolutely amazing because it has Ganoderma in it. Ganoderma is a species of mushroom that grows on logwood, and these mushrooms have been used in Asia for more than 5,000 years and have been coveted by Chinese emperors for its medicinal properties. Ganoderma lucidum is composed of complex carbohydrates and ganodermic acid that promotes a healthy cardiovascular system. It supports a healthy liver and increases oxygen circulation. It is just amazing. And regular research proves that regular use of ganoderma contributes to lasting health, as it's researched to every organ and helps restore the body to its natural state. It's called an adaptogen herb. And what that means is once it gets into the body, if it looks over and sees something that needs to be repaired, it takes care of that. This herb is powerful. You can Google Ganoderma lucidum and with a slash and put cancer and see all the benefits that this reishi mushroom, that's another term for what it does. It is phenomenal, y'all. So go to my website, take a look at it. Just click on coffee, tea, etc. The products, the coffee and the tea, has the Ganoderma in it. And statistics show that I mean, you know, there's people that even once in a while, I want me just a good cup of, I'm not a coffee drinker. I'm more of a teetotaler. I love my tea. But, and it's, there also, there's a green tea on there. There's a black coffee. There's a mocha and hot chocolate, you know, and just, and a latte. So just take a look around and just take a look at this product. I stand behind it. Do you know that the total percentage of Americans over the age of 18 that drinks coffee every day is 54%? Did you know that pounds of tea imported to the U.S. each year is 519 million pounds? Did you know that the total percent of coffee consumption that takes place during breakfast hours is 65%? The total money spent by importing coffee to the U.S. every year is $4 billion. The total amount of tea consumption in the United States every day is 1.42 million pounds. The number of men and women who drink tea every day is 2 billion. The total amount of yearly money spent on specialty coffee in the U.S. is around $18 billion. $18 billion. People are drinking coffee and they're drinking tea. If you're going to drink coffee, drink a healthy coffee. Drink a healthy tea. And I'm not saying, in moderation, don't go overboard. I mean, in moderation. Just with the coffee, with the tea, it is, oh, wow. Just take a look. Listen, there's an awesome a business end of this product as well. If you're interested, click on the business. Take a look at the business. People are drinking coffee and they're drinking tea. I mean, it don't take a nuclear scientist to figure it out that, you know, you want to be where the money is, especially when you can offer something that's healthy, like the herbs, like the food, the water. Take a look at it. Okay, with that being said, I see my guest has entered the studio on this evening, and I am so excited to have her with us on this evening, you guys. I've told you, in fact, I mentioned last week that she was going to be on, and she so graciously consented to being my guest tonight, and I am so honored to have her on. Her name is Delphine Drake, and she's the CEO of D&D Jamaican Seasoning, and she's here with us tonight to share some information on her awesome seasoning. Welcome, Delphine, to Here's to Your Health.
Hello, Dr. Berry. How are you?
I am excellent. How are you this evening?
I am doing great. Thank you.
That's great. We are so really excited to have you with us this evening, and we want to hear all about these wonderful herbs, these wonderful seasonings of yours. So why don't you just jump in for a minute and tell my listening audience a little bit about yourself and how D&D Jamaican Seasonings got started.
Well, I want to say hello to all my friends and family that are listening first. D&D Jamaican Seasoning started in 2010. American friends, they always ask me to cook Jamaican foods for them. And they loved it so much, and over and over and over, they keep saying, the food is so good, it tastes so healthy, you should market your seasonings. So I took them on their offer, and I went to Jamaica, brainstormed it with my cousin Veronica, and came back and started a business, and here I am. You know, being
that is fantastic. Yeah, thank God. Because, you know, I was just telling the listening audience before you came into the studio that we need to use more seasonings and cut down on the salt.
Yes.
You see, you'd be surprised how good your food tastes when you've got these wonderful seasonings on them. And like a lot of my listening audience, we have vegans, we have vegetarians, but then we have those that do consume meat. And that's what's so awesome about your seasonings. You can put them on vegetables, meat, and what have you. Am I correct?
Everything, yes, everything. It is good on whatever you eat. And, you know, my customers, they always come up and say, oh, your seasoning is so good. I use it on my vegetables. I sprinkle it on my food. I use it here. I use it in stews, in spaghetti, you know, everything they come back and tell me about, you know, where
that's
they use
wonderful.
It. So, yeah, and,
so tell us about some of the seasoning. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have the product that I'm carrying right now is Jamaican jerk seasoning, which is universal. You use it on everything. I also have curry powder. I have ubada, which is my version of another seasoning. And I make oxtail seasoning, fish seasoning. And everything is going so great. You don't have to give God thanks.
Yeah, that is so good. That is so awesome. I just want to let the listening audience know that if you have a question for Delphine tonight, all you have to do is press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and we'll see you in queue, and you can come in and ask your question. Okay, if you have a question, just press number 1 on your telephone keypad, and then that way you can come in and ask your question of Delphine tonight. So, Delphine, now you said you started your business in 2010?
Yes.
Now, what are some of the spices that's in your, I mean, don't give away your trade secret or nothing like that, but what are some of the spices that you use in your seasoning?
Well, Dr. Doris, like you were saying before, if we just put a little fresh herbs in our food, you'd be surprised, you know, the flavor that your food gets. I have allspice, thyme, onion, garlic, you know, all these healthy herbs that just does not make your food taste good, but it also has health benefits. All these spices have health benefits to them, to your body. So, you know, like I said, my jerk seasoning of onion, garlic, allspice, which is pimento. That's the name we know of in Jamaica. And thyme, it's low salt or no salt. And you still have that flavor even if it's no salt. So according to the history of, you call it allspice, we call it pimento. That was originated in Jamaica and was taken back. Christopher Columbus came to Jamaica, saw it, take it back to Europe, and gave it the name allspice because it has such different flavors of, you know, cinnamon, nutmeg, cloves, and all these different, you know, a little pepper. They call it allspice, but we still call it pimento in Jamaica. And even here, when we are talking to people, they say, pimento. And I said, do you know what pimento is? And they said, that little red thing? I said, no, pimento looks like peppercorn. So
oh my goodness.
That's what you call allspice.
That is fantastic. We just got a little lesson there, guys. I think we have a caller. Let me see. We have a caller this evening. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health. Hello? Hello? Okay, maybe it's somebody that just pressed number 1 by mistake. But, okay, now, if the listening audience, and I know they are, to get in touch with you, what's your contact information? Do you have a website? And
Sure, I do. It's bnvjamaicanseasonings.com. I can repeat, bnvjamaicanseasonings.com. And my phone number is 248-808-3010. And you can reach me anytime.
Now, I'm sure that there's some listening audiences listening tonight that has tried your seasonings. And if you have, come on and press that number one and let us know how awesome these seasonings are, because I can't wait to try them. I'll be placing my order ASAP.
Okay.
And like I said, for those of you, if you missed anything tonight, go to my website. Go to www.yourgoodhealth.info and click on my Sharing is Caring page. And there you'll find the link for Delphine to her website. Just in case, you know, you miss it tonight or you don't have a pen and paper, I always tell you to keep your pen and paper on hand. But in the event that you didn't get a chance to get it tonight, it's okay, because we want you to definitely get a hold to some of these seasonings. Now, you know, for a lot of you, it'll be grilling time pretty soon. And so you want to get your good seasoning so you can grill your foods, and everybody will be wondering when you're taking your foods to the family reunions and different things, to the gathering, what in the world is this? So, Delphine, tell us, do you have a passion for cooking? Is this how this all started, like you started using the herbs and making your own different blends of herbs yourself?
Yes. Yes, I was raised on fresh herbs, and I carry this. I mean, when I moved here to the U.S., I just started eating everything. Then I was like, oh, my goodness, this is not what I'm used to. So my children, when I was raising my children, I cook every day. Today, I still cook every day. I have passerbys, people stop by. They have a meal here. My granddaughter is in college. She said, Grandma, I'm coming over. I look, there are six students from her college here in my house. They have meals to eat because I love to cook. I love food. I love good food. So I cook
every day.
And that's
something we don't have enough of now. With everybody going to the fast food places and stuff, you know, we just don't get enough of good food. I think it was a week or so ago, I was just saying, you know, that used to be a time when families came together, we ate together, we sat at the kitchen table, and we had our at least dinner together.
Yes.
And that's something that's just not done anymore. So it is just so, it's so good to hear that, you know, when you do hear people say that they do that, you know, it's just so good to hear that people are still enjoying good food, not fast food, good food.
No. And we need to get back in the kitchen. We need to start cooking, because when we cook, you know, the children of today, a lot of children, when they get all that salt and that sugar and it trigger their little brains, you know, they are lost.
That's right.
The parents need to get back into the kitchen and cook. Don't just go to the store and pick up any seasoning you see. Look for something that is healthy, low sodium, and go home and make a meal.
No MSG.
No flour. And the good thing about my seasonings, there is no floaters in there, no MSG. I don't add MSG. I do not add any thing to give it a long life, because I know what I make, what I put in it. It is healthy for me and everyone.
So what sizes do your herbs come in? Do they come in different sizes or what?
My jerk seasonings are in 3 ounces and 6 ounces sizes. Also the oxtail and the fish seasonings. I also do kale. I also do dry kale.
Dry kale seasoning?
No, kale. The kale chips.
Oh, okay, kale chips.
Yes, I do kale chips also.
Okay.
And I have a stall at Eastern Market. I'm there on Saturdays. I'm in Shed 2. And on Sundays from 11 to 4, I am at in downtown Franklin. On the 19th of this month, May, we are going downtown Franklin, in Franklin Village.
Okay, so you say you're at the Eastern Market on what day?
On Saturdays.
On Saturday. Yeah. All day on Saturday?
We're there from 6 to 4 p.m.
Oh, okay. And what stall number was that again you gave?
I am in Shed 2. I am right on Russell Street.
Oh, okay. All right. Fantastic. Well, you guys, you've heard tonight, Delphine. If you have any questions, you still got a couple of minutes to get in, chime in. If there's some of you tonight that have used some of her seasonings, chime in. Let the listening audience, because there's a lot of you on tonight. You know, what do you think about the seasonings for those of you that if there's some friends or family members that use the seasonings? Press number one and chime in. Let us hear about them. Let us hear how much you like them, like these wonderful herbs. I'm sure they're fantastic because one thing she said that I'm really impressed with it, she does not put anything in her herbs to extend the shelf life. So there's no artificial anything in it. And that's a wonderful thing to know, you guys. So I'm really glad to hear that. So let me ask you something. What are your herbs priced? Are they nominally priced? Are they reasonably priced for say a three or 6 ounce jerk seasoning?
3 ounce jerk seasoning is $5.
That's
the
fantastic.
6 ounces are $7.50.
The 6 ounces are how much again?
$7.50.
Okay. So now if a person wanted to order and have them shipped, because I do have people listening that's in other parts of the world, California, different places, so Iowa. So if they wanted to have the herbs shipped to them, can you ship them?
I do shipping, yes.
Okay.
I do shipping. Fantastic. I'm also talking with some of the major supermarkets at the moment. I should be in one of them pretty soon when they open their doors in June. And I am also talking with the others to carry my seasonings.
That is fantastic. I wish you all the very best. I wish you the best blessings with that because it's just so important that we patronize each other. I am a firm believer of that. I am a firm believer. I was just sharing with the listening audience how, you know, in the Jewish communities, I heard one rabbi say that their dollar turnover like 18, 19, 20 times in their community.
Yes.
They patronize each other, and we have to do that. We have to,
yes.
You know, when I bring people on the show, the reason for this show is to share the wealth of information that we have in our communities. And that's why I am a firm believer that sharing is caring. We have got to begin to share more with our own. And I'm not just talking about color because I have different, you know, ethnicities that listen in. I'm talking about health enthusiasts. Those of us that's in the health community, and we want to take care of ourselves. We're sick of this all this MSG and all this sodium and all this high fructose corn syrup. I'm not talking about color. I'm talking about health enthusiasts.
Yes.
So that's why I'm so glad that you were able to be with us tonight. Anything else you want to share with us tonight, Delphine?
Just to say thank you and come and visit me. Go to my website, call me, visit me at Eastern Market, Franklin Village. And, you know, I will keep you up to date on my website, on Facebook, Twitter, you know, where I am, what is going on. And, you know, thank you for your support and looking forward to, you know, continue making healthy, nutritious seasonings for everyone.
That is fantastic. So give your information again, because I know you're going to get a lot of calls and a lot of hits on your website. So give your contact information again.
And my phone number is at 248-808-3010. Again, 248-808-3010. And my website is dnvjamaicanseasonings.com. See me at Eastern Market in Shed 2, right on Russell Street, or at Franklin Village, downtown Franklin Village, starting May 19th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, guys, there it is. You heard it here on Here's to Your Health. Miss Delphine Drake with her awesome Jamaican seasonings, and I can't wait to get my hands on them so that I can start using them. I want to start incorporating them in my classes and my raw classes that I do. Summer is coming, so we'll be getting back to the raw classes, and and I can't wait to share the information, her information, with other raw chefs that I know of, and vegan cooks and different places. And we had my guests that I had on last week are two young women that's starting their own vegan restaurant in Detroit Vegan Soul. So it'll be wonderful to pass on your information to them so they can get those seasonings in their restaurant and start using them, good, fresh, organic spices and herbs, and it's a wonderful thing. So I appreciate you for taking the time out and coming on and sharing with us tonight. And I'd
love to
have you come back, and you know, feel you have an open invitation to come back anytime you feel like it, to keep us abreast of what's going on with D&B Jamaican Seasoning.
Thank you very much, Dr. Darish, and, you know, for having me on your show. And, you know, be blessed. You know, God put us on this earth to stay healthy, eat healthy, stay healthy. And that's what I'm doing, and trying to put it out there for, you know, as much people as I can touch to stay healthy.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Delphine. And you be blessed. I pray that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. And I know that your seasonings, they're going to go far. They're going to go all over the world, because this is something that we need, not just want. You see, in order for any product to be able to withstand the test of time, it's got to be, the masses have got to need and or want it, and it's got to be affordable for us to have it. And your product is all of that. So I pray that God will just bless you exceeding abundantly above all that you can ask and even think. And don't forget about us here at Here's to Your Health. Come on back from time to time and chat with us.
Dr. Darius, thank you.
Okay. Have
thank
a blessed
you.
Evening.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. So, guys, listen, go to her website, www.dnvjamaicanseasonings.com. You can always access her via my website, www.the4 your good health. Click on while you're there. Check out the healthy teas and coffees. Get your green tea and your good black coffees and your organic coffees and your organic green tea with that awesome Ganoderma lucium, the reishi mushroom. And also, tell somebody about what you heard tonight. Maybe your sister or your brother or your cousin or niece or nephew or your neighbor couldn't be with us tonight. Tell somebody. Share the information. You write the information down, and then you give it to somebody. Here, put it on a little, I keep 3x5 cards, and I write down information. When I'm out talking to people, and I say, oh, yeah, you know what? I had this lady on my show, and she did she's the creator of Jamaican seasonings. And they say, oh, wow, what's her name? Here, this is her information. You know, go to her website, check it out. Let's share. You know, what we get, we are blessed to be a blessing. It's not just so that we can keep it to ourselves. It's no good when we just keep things to ourselves. Let's share with each other. That is the whole point of Here's to Your Health. It's us coming together, sharing, and caring about each other. I care enough to share whatever it is I get with the rest of you guys. And if it's something you want to know about, give me a call, 734-895-1940. And leave a voicemail, a voice message, if I can't talk to you right then and there. And I promise you, I will return your call. So once again, we just like to say thank you, Delphine Drake, for taking time out of your busy day to come on Here's to Your Health with me, yours truly, Dr. D, Dr. Doris. And Here's to Your Health is brought to you by the 109.9 Penn Station every Tuesday from 9 to 10. Come on back next week. My guest is going to be Joyce Phillips. Joyce is a master gardener for the Inkster Community Gardens, and she is a farm owner in Sumter, Michigan, and she's going to be on with us next week. I'm going to have me a garden. I'm going to put every flower pot, everything I got, it's going to have something in it that I can eat. So come on back next week and, you know, pick up some tips on some gardening tips. Get some gardening tips, okay? Thank you, everybody, for listening in. God bless you. You know, before you go to bed tonight, take some time to just get out on your knees and just say, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for being so good. You know what? He woke us up this morning clothed in our right minds with the use and activity of our limbs. He is so good. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity for me to share with others. Thank you for Delphine. And, Father, I pray you bless her. Bless her immensely. We love you, and we thank God for you. Come on back, and we'll do it again next week, same time, same place. Lord's will. I love you guys. Good night.